Okay, Gary, on the final whistle, I think your appearance summed it up. You look absolutely disconsolate after that today.
Yeah, just because, listen, we've worked incredibly hard, haven't we? And, you know, you see the fans in full voice, who are absolutely brilliant again. And just to take nothing out of the game in the end was really hard to take. And you almost feel as though, I know it's mathematically still there, but it just means there's a massive, massive task, you know, to get anywhere near. And, of course, we're not creating enough of our, or we're not turning enough of our opportunities into goals at the moment, which is making it very, very difficult to win games. But really, really funny build-up to the game. I have to be really honest. You know, we obviously Kyle, we felt might have a chance of being fit, was ruled out sort of mid-afternoon yesterday. Jonathan Spector got took ill last night at the hotel. Brock got took ill this morning at the hotel. It's been one thing after another. And then, of course, when you see John Terrell having to go off at half-time, you wonder whether your luck's in. But in terms of the game, I thought we started OK. We're in pretty much decent control. One or two moments where we just perhaps felt they had a bit too much space because, we tried to be a bit more proactive and play a little higher up a pitch, which shows the danger of doing that. You know, it doesn't necessarily mean you win games by doing it. Thought started to pass the ball really, really well at one point. Scored the goal from an excellent crossing by Paul Caddis. And the more we looked across the ball from that right-hand side, the more dangerous we looked. First time we probably got bodies in the box. John scores, fantastic. And then we concede a very, very poor goal afterwards. You know, we have an opportunity to clear our lines, we have an opportunity to get back in, and we don't do that, you know, we don't do that well enough, and that's something that's been frustrating recently. Whenever we go a goal ahead, we don't seem to concentrate very, very well and do our jobs for the next sort of 5 or 10 minutes, so that was frustrating. But again, we then settled back into it, I think second half again, because we've had to make the changes. We try to go for it, we've had enough attacking players on the pitch, we've had enough ball in the final third, in space, on the break, to hurt more than one team. And we're just, at the moment, we're not making those count. You know, you see Clayton getting into a brilliant position 3 or 4 times in the game. Vorney the same. And we're just not turning those into goals, which at the start of the season we probably were. And that's probably the difference. And then, you know, to add insult to injury, I know a point's not a lot good to us at the moment anyway, so it's kind of irrelevant, but to see them score from a very, very poor goal to concede. You know, I've watched it again. There's 2 or 3 players just stood watching the lad as he heads it in, and that's not good enough. But it's hard to be, like I said to the players in there, listen, playoffs, you can look at the playoffs as a pinnacle, but you'd have to say at this moment in time, yes, we want to get promoted to the Premier League. Whether that would actually do us massive good at this moment in time, I don't know. But we just want to finish as high as we can, and we don't want to waste all the hard work we've put in this season. And I think that's really what I tried to say to the players. It's about us, regardless of this result. It's about us just keep going, keep trying to win games of football. And if we do, we do. If we don't, we don't. But I can't fault their energy. I can't fault their spirit. I can't fault their effort. And hopefully all the fans that came down will have seen that today. And it was just one of those games that, you know, we wanted that winning goal. And unfortunately for us, Charlton got it.
You couldn't have thrown any more forward players at the game. They needed to produce a little bit more quality in the final third, didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah, and that's not me being massively critical of those players. I'm not going to point the finger at them, but, you know, when you get one-on-one in the final third, then that's your job as a striker, to go past someone or to make something happen. And not enough times did we turn those positions into shots or into chances. I think we had one very good chance with Cox, where he's perhaps snatched it and maybe could have took it down. A couple of other opportunities, but it's more about positions we're getting into, and we're not working the keeper enough, and we're not making him save things. And what you would say is, you know, their goal is a prime example, isn't it? The lad gets a chance on the edge of the box and he spanks it in. You look at, you know, Chef Wednesday a few weeks ago, get half a chance on the edge of the box, someone smashes it in the top corner, and we're having to work so hard for any goal that we can get. And like you say, you know, the strikers have to take responsibility and they have to do more. And at the moment, you know, one goal in 5 away games or whatever it is, that's not enough. And you can see we're trying to do everything we can to try and do something about it. But unfortunately, at the minute, you know, I don't think there's a natural, easy solution out there. It's just keep working hard.
What's the news on John Terrell, finally?
I just got a massive blow to it. I think he got a whack to the head, clashed heads, and he's just to the side of his eye. It swelled up really, really big straight away. And I think he scored after after the clash. I'm not sure, but I think he scored after the clash. I just think it just got worse and worse. His vision started to become impaired, and he felt a little bit dizzy. So obviously, at that point, we have to take him off. You know, and again, we started him and Diego just to see if we could be a little bit different, try and get into better areas, and you know, it was a similar sort of effect, really.